Tom.
I always found it so amusing when the puppets try to pull the string.
I can't believe y'all ain't noticed yet. This is my game. I call the shots. I make the move. You're cornered. You're outnumbered. And you're vulnerable. Just the way I like it.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Monday Night Rollins!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I'm a very cheap man and I enjoy the inexpensive things in life.
And Lindsay Ward.
You're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
For 25 years, The Undertaker has walked among the darkness and the light. He had no equal. They all feared him. Grown men would tremble at just the sound of his name. But last night, the apocalypse showed its face. Destruction, desolation, vengeance, and fear rode in, and with him they carried out the soul of the mighty Undertaker. And can you feel it? Can you feel that? That wicked, wicked, horrible feeling is in the air tonight. Can you feel it? Last night was war. Red Horse of the Apocalypse, Hell in a Cell type of war. And I just wanted to make something very, very apparently clear tonight. Roman Reigns, understand that one day you and I, we will dance again, but not until I am properly revitalized. And that is why last night the demise of the Undertaker has become my resurrection. And believe me, you can't understand, but once you've had a taste of that kind of power, man, it consumes you. It becomes you. There is no turning back. You are now addicted. And that is why, right now, as I am speaking, I am feasting on the soul of the Undertaker, and I want more. I have to have more. I need more. And I will not stop until there is nothing left of the Undertaker, until he is just a distant memory, forgotten and lost, bones on the ground as I ascend to my throne. Right now, somewhere, the Undertaker's soul is being ripped to shreds, desecrated. Piece by piece and bit by bloody bit. And so tonight I wanted to ask something of you. I would like to ask everyone in this entire arena to bow their heads. I wanted to ask everyone that is watching at home to place their hand on their television set. And tonight, I want you to share a moment of silence with me for the man who has lost his soul to me. Rest in peace, Phenom.
Wait, explosions? Wait, where, what? We'll get to the explosions. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by PW Mania Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward. Me, I'm gonna sit. She's gonna talk.
I've been kicked in the feels twice in 2 days. Oh my god. We're gonna get to what happened at Hell in a Cell Thursday night on the rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. You don't want to miss it because I'm probably gonna have a joygasm on the air. But I'm gonna have one here too because after two long, glorious, blessed years, I'm gonna get closure. I'm getting closure, y'all. Because those explosions signified the arrival of a dead man's brother coming out to defend the family honor. And well, while Bray was alone as he delivered his sermon, he wasn't alone when Kane made his presence felt and the kids showed up. They defended their father. And well, Bray Wyatt took himself another victim tonight in the Undertaker's brother, Kane. They beat him up, they beat him down, and they carried him off. And then, as if that wasn't enough, oh no, we went to the backstage directly after that, where they were dragging Kane off into the abyss. I don't know what you, a very foggy area.
Smoke and darkness?
Smoke and darkness. They're going to the compound, y'all. They're taking Kane to the compound. I don't even know what to do with this other than yes. Thank the Lord. Yes. This is awesome. This is how you make the Wyatt family a threat right here.
Right here. Couple things. The chair's back. That's key. Without the American flag. Perfect. Number two, he was singing when they were dragging him off to the abyss.
Yep.
Or the Joseph Park, whatever you want to call it.
The haze,
the fog, the distance, whatever you want to call it. So there's all that. This was intriguing. The storyline they're doing with the Wyatt family is intriguing. It's the most intriguing thing they have on TV right now.
And they didn't get to it till like the second hour.
It took 2 hours. Two hours. You have Hell in a Cell end with how it ended, and then it takes 2 hours to get the conclusion to the next chapter of it, making you wait for it. And it's like, damn it, get to it, talk about it. And then, there was no concern. What happened to Kane?
What happened to The Undertaker? Like, that's the thing. You have Bray Wyatt go out there. It's like they open the show, and they showed all the clips from last night, and the last clip they show is the Wyatts and Taker. And then they cut to the ring, and there's Hunter and Stephanie standing there clearly watching the screen, or pretending like they're watching the screen, and they're all smiles and happy. It's like the last thing you would think anybody would be is smiles and happy about what happened to Taker last night. Because I'm trying not to give it away for anybody who hasn't seen it yet.
Right. The man of 25 years of destruction, you were celebrating at Survivor Series, and you don't, there's no search party? Where's Taker?
Yeah, there's no search party, there's no concern, there's no nothing. It's like Bray Wyatt has done what he's done to Taker. And let's not forget that the two went at WrestleMania this year. Let's not forget that Bray Wyatt used the urn to summon Taker back. And let's not forget that there's a very real possibility Bray Wyatt still has the urn. This is looking really deep into it, but that's what I do because I remember stupid little details like this. So it's like you have Bray Wyatt in possession of the urn and the Undertaker and now Kane.
Right.
And nobody is alarmed by this. Nobody is the slightest bit concerned over what Bray Wyatt's doing. That's my only complaint about this. It's like you would think that Hunter and Stephanie would be mildly worried.
This comes from Jason Powell. Backstage at Raw is like a predator's playhouse. Apparently you can do anything and no one will stop you.
Apparently.
Apparently that's what it is. I thought this was really well done. I love how they took down Kane. He got double chokeslammed by the family. Four people work.
Yeah. Four Wyatts definitely works. It was able to cover for Bray, who's still hurting from last night. I loved how they did this. I loved Bray's sermon.
It was awesome.
Nothing gets Bray going better than Taker. Nothing. He gets inspired. Like, he hasn't shown that much fire.
In a while.
In a while. So whatever this is, he's into it. He's feeling it. He's enjoying it. Yeah, this is, whatever this is going to be good. I get this feeling. At least I hope it's going to be good. But yeah, this, what they're doing with the Wyatts is great. It's perfect. It's how you make them a force. It's how you make them something to be feared. And it seems like they're finally going to do that with them, where it's people should be afraid of the Wyatt family. People should be worried about the Wyatt family. People should be looking over their shoulder, because you don't know what Bray's going to do. You don't know what his next play is. And you need to look over his shoulder and make sure that next play isn't you. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're doing that, or starting to do that, giving the inkling that they're maybe going to do that, is awesome. But I'm just really disappointed it took them 2 hours to get to it, because I get they had to set up the championship tournament and everything, and they had to do all that. But it's like, really, really, you know, one of your top stars, one of your longest tenured stars is missing potentially, and nobody is mildly concerned. Nobody. Like, you just watched it, and it's like, oh, hey, look at that. The Wyatt family doing what they did to Taker. Oh, hey, that's totally fine. Yeah. I would have written that a little bit differently, or I would not have shown that, but I feel like that should have been addressed a lot sooner than it was. Like, a lot sooner.
I would have had teases from Bray Wyatt throughout the night.
Yeah, because Bray had a major triumph last night, and we all know he can't keep that to himself.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, we'll talk more about that Thursday, most likely.
Yeah. We're getting into that Thursday.
As the weeks go on as well. The other big story from this evening, Paige was having a phone conversation backstage, and she was talking up how she's been blowing up since she was on Conan. By the way, she did amazing on Conan.
She did, yeah.
Charlotte shook Paige's hand and thanked her for coming out after her match, told her there will be consequences if she finds out she attacked Natty. Paige swearing up and down, I didn't do it. And the best part of this whole thing was, Becky wanted to rip her head off.
Somebody just let Becky kill Paige. Somebody just do it. She would feel so much better. I mean, Becky wants to take Paige out in the worst way. And it's just getting more, like, the urge is just getting stronger every week.
Yeah, yeah.
But she has to play nice for Charlotte's sake. It's killing her. Somebody let Becky take Paige out.
So Paige reclaimed PCB is back together, and they'll be in a team tonight against Team Bella. Team Bella beat Team PCB when Rack Attack on Becky for Nikki getting the win. After the match, well, Becky's going to be let loose because Paige attacked Charlotte, who was attending to Becky, Rampage to Charlotte, and then the PTO to Charlotte as well. Becky suffered the Rampage as well. So Paige finally goes heel tonight on Monday Night Raw.
Fully.
Fully, we think.
Maybe.
We think. We hope.
Have to wait and see.
Have to wait and see.
But yeah, so a turn that we were all kind of expecting, we all knew was coming. No real shocker there, but so we're seeing the disillusion of some of the teams. Where was Team Bad? I don't know. Somebody give me Sasha Banks. I want Sasha Banks.
Right.
Please, somebody put Sasha Banks on my TV.
Right. One of the other big moments of Monday Night Raw was the promotion of WWE 2K16, which is available in like 36 minutes or tomorrow at all your local video game stores. And Miz is backstage playing, and he's talking some trash about Stone Cold Steve Austin. And wouldn't you know it, Stone Cold Steve Austin appeared.
He's like Beetlejuice. You say his name 3 times, and he shows up.
And he just shows up. It was a nice little cameo for Stone Cold. They taped it last night at Hell in a Cell. Little cameo.
Yeah, nice little cameo. Nice appearance by him. Put the fear of God into Miz. Did his Austin thing. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. Now, the main story of the show. It is all the winners last night, sans Brock Lesnar, were in the number one contender mini tournament thing, with the winners all meeting in the final four way. So we had Roman Reigns and Kofi Kingston. Roman Reigns beat Kofi Kingston. Good match.
Mm-hmm. Very good match.
Cesaro and Kevin Owens had a good match, with Kevin Owens winning.
Yes. I need more Cesaro and Owens. It's spectacular.
A nice super kick, then the pop-up powerbomb for the win for Kevin Owens. We had Alberto Del Rio. Yes, he's back. Take on Neville. Neville did
we'll talk about that Thursday, too.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about Thursday. A lot of flip dives by Neville, but a double stomp from the top rope on the Neville. Del Rio moves on. Another good match.
Another great match, yes.
We had Dolph Ziggler and Big E. They had a solid match with Dolph Ziggler beating Big E. We should mention Tyler Breeze showed up during this one, has his own VIP section.
Which is brilliant!
It is brilliant.
I love how they're doing Tyler. It's awesome.
They're playing up the character so well. So, they gave some, we had some long matches where people moved on. Ziggler, Roman, Owens, and Del Rio. Now, before we get to the main event, the losers tag team match, because it was, Ryback and the Dudleys take on Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett, six of the losers from last night at Raw, or last night at Hell in a Cell, other. Saw Team Europe pick up the win. Cesaro, Team Europe looked really, really good. I was surprised that they won. And then, when Barrett rolled up Bubba Ray Dudley, King Barrett had a happy dance.
He almost did a cartwheel. He did a somersault. He was jumping up and down. He was dancing. He was so excited. It was adorable.
It was kind of awesome.
I've never seen him that excited, ever.
I just need to say this. Dudley's and Ryback never do the Feed Me More thing together. You all look stupid.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah. So then we get to the main event, which is a really good main event. And it was ended with the predictable finish of Roman Reigns beating Kevin Owens, which was nice. He went up for the pop-up powerbomb into a Superman punch, followed by a spear. This was a really good match. Seth Rollins was talking crap on commentary the entire time.
Seth Rollins on commentary is amazing.
But Roman Reigns is your number one contender, as both men stared each other down to end Monday Night Raw. So Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, as we talked about a few weeks ago on The Rack, kind of had an inkling that Roman Reigns was going to get this next shot just because you look, Cena's gone, so someone needs to step up in his place, and that person's going to be Roman Reigns, and he's going to be the new number one contender. We should mention there was an awkward conversation between Dean and Roman in the back, where it looked like Dean is plotting something.
I don't know if Dean is plotting something, but Dean definitely got left out of this. He's, like we said Thursday, he's going to get left behind by Roman, and he's potentially going to get thrown in the storyline with Taker. If they do a team match at Survivor Series, he could get thrown into that, but right now he doesn't have anything. It was like Roman asked for his help, or he helped Roman with the Wyatts, and then Roman and Bray went on to Hell in a Cell, and Dean was supposed to face the rest of the family with Orton, and well, Orton got hurt, and that never happened.
Right.
So, and now Roman is in the title tournament and Dean is left with nothing. So it's kind of that whole no good deed goes unpunished type thing where it's like, well, that doesn't do me any good if you're moving on without me and you're leaving me behind kind of thing. So, and we all know Dean that when he starts to feel a little cornered, he lashes out. So we'll have to see where that goes. But very happy for Roman that he's the number one contender. I'm not as excited about Roman and Seth as I should be, just because we've already seen it. I really hope they give them a fantastic build and make this match seem really, really epic and really, really important, because they already gave away the match for free a couple times. So it's like if they do it right, I think this could be really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This was a heavy wrestling Raw, so there wasn't a lot to talk about except for Wyatt. Oh my god, the Wyatts have the Brothers of Destruction. Why isn't anyone concerned?
Why isn't anyone going to find them? Somebody go find Daniel Bryan. We need Daniel Bryan.
He needs to finally get his hug.
Yes. Yes, he needs to get his hug and save Kane.
Anyway, Thursday, Rack, pimp it.
We're going to be talking news. We're going to be talking NXT. And, of course, Hell in a Cell. We'll give you the fallout. We'll let you know how everybody did in Pick'em. We'll give you the results and so much more. It's Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, The Rack, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We've talked a lot about The Undertaker. We talked a lot about The Undertaker last week. Why? Because we talked to Kevin Sullivan, the author of 25 Years of Destruction. Available at fine bookstores everywhere tomorrow.
Yes, go buy the book. It's awesome.
Go back to RackRadioShow.com, listen to an interview. Follow the show on Twitter, at RackRadioShow. Twitter, RackRadioShow. YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Saturday, midnight-ish. Oh, by the way, it's a Halloween show on Thursday, too.
It's the Halloween Spooktacular.
Speaking of spooktaculars, on Halloween, it'll be the CB Radio Halloween Spooktacular as well. Subway plans on singing a song.
Oh, God.
That's the plan. He's supposed
to... Is he going to be sober?
He'll probably be high.
Yes.
We'll see what happens. It's the Halloween Spooktacular CB Radio Edition, Saturday night, midnight-ish. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook at CB Radio Live, CBRadioLive.com. And when a celebrity dies, #BlameRob. on the Twitter machine. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Omega at 10 p.m. Eastern to cover the week in pro wrestling, along with the all-time greatest Survivor Series moment. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, right here along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Get us on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. Search Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com. I guess I'm closing the show. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Raw Post Show right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Come.